think that's disappointing, and I mean, Bus Éireann really needs to improve its services in the county, and but I think this plan isn't really about improving services, it's about responding to the attempt by the government to privatise bus routes across the country, and I think that's where Bus Éireann are responding, is directly with the privatised routes, you know, and that's going to be the focus that probably Bus Éireann are going to have over the coming years. But in Donegal, we really need them to look at that for improving the services here. We have ongoing problems in the south of the county in terms of the expressway service isn't linking up anymore with the regional bus service, and that's causing really problems, and it's causing, you know, the expressway only comes into Donegal town and then again in the county, so it has to link with the regional bus services to ensure that people from all over the county can get a service, and Bus Éireann are not stepping up to the mark in relation to that.
Do you think this latest announcement from Bus Éireann is a step towards having a very detrimental impact on rural Ireland?
Well, I think it was, and we see this more and more often too as privatisation takes hold. You know, the companies will be responding to the privatised routes and the areas where the private there will be no private interest in Donegal because of the fact that there isn't much profit to be made, and that's what say the private interest, and it means that Bus Éireann will have to respond to where the private companies are going to try and maintain its share of the market, and that's not going to benefit anybody. The private companies will benefit from getting the cherry-picked routes, and Bus Éireann will follow them, and we'll be left behind once again.